Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The Pitch Your Business competition brings value to entrepreneurs all over South Africa and Africa through vital online business training. With marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand up for grabs, the winner walks away with promotional exposure valued at 500,000 rand, along with crucial in-depth mentorship.
And yes, my family, the time exactly 11 minutes, just after 2 on 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. Give it the sounds of Pascal Yav and the song Faithful. Tulani, I know you are happy right now. Those were your requests, and I know that you are very excited. You got those, and I hope that you have been blessed. Now, family, the Pitch Your Business competition is a remarkable initiative designed to empower and equip South African and African entrepreneurs through high-value training and education. This year, over 340 entrepreneurs are vying for the top spot, showcasing their innovative ideas and business acumen. Here to give us the experience of the competition thus far is none other than my queen. I call her my queen, Onika Toko. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity.
So to get us started, Onika, could you tell us a bit about yourself and your background?
All right. My name is Onika Toko. I'm based in the Free State, Kroonstad. Mm-hmm. I'm a leading authority in the field of biodiesel production and sustainability, with over 9 years of experience in the industry.
Mm.
And yes, I have dedicated my career to researching and implementing innovation solutions to mitigate the environmental impact of transportation fuels.
Wow.
Holding business, narrow courses. I've done different courses from different prestigious institutions.
Uh-huh.
My expertise lies in optimizing biodiesel production process, assessing feedstock availability, and evaluating the performance of biodiesel blends.
Hmm.
So my work has contributed significantly to advancing the adoption of biodiesel as a viable alternative to traditional fossil fuel, promoting cleaner air quality and reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
I should say Mugele, man. Wow. You know,
yes.
When I hear women in these spaces, I get like really excited. Even our last year's winner was in your space, biodiesel fuel and all that.
Yes.
So, hey, Mugele, Retlabon, it's 2024, but we're hoping for the best. So can you tell or give us a brief describe briefly your business or the business idea, and what problem would you say you're trying to solve? I think you have already mentioned a little bit about the problem you're trying to solve, but you can go in deeper.
All right. I started the business in 2016 in response to provide an alternative fuel cost due to an escalating fuel cost, the policy incentive, and the need of all countries to reduce their carbon footprint. Yes.
And so a brief describe, Nyana, just briefly, your business.
Okay. My business name is MT Biofuels, of which it was started in 2016. And we offer a solution to the pressing issue of reliable on fossil fuel by producing clean, renewable biodiesel. And our biodiesel is made from sustainable resources that reduces carbon emission and helping to combat climate change.
Mm.
So we providing the environmental friendly alternative to traditional fuels, like the normal diesel that we are using.
Yeah.
We provide an alternative to that.
Mm. All right.
And our business also addresses the need for more sustainable energy options in both local and a broader market.
Mm-hmm. So you are needed more 2024, ne?
Yes, from 2024 to 2030, according to the law of South Africa.
Yeah, so my queen, you recently engaged in an online training that tackled the idea to concept development phase. What were some of the most valuable takeaways or insights you gained from this training?
Okay, the takeaway from the training was for me to be able to develop my business, it's BMC.
Yeah.
So it helped me a lot so that it's better than having to have business plan. With the BMC, you can be able to outline your business, like your key partners, your key activities, your revenues, and all that. So it helps you to know, like, who are your customers, to know how are you going to make a revenue out of your business. So it really helped me a lot. And again, in terms of the marketing, on how to market your business, yes. And how to be exposed into your market. Because people should know that our industry is not an easy industry. It's very difficult, and it's especially in terms of legislation. Because you must remember now, South Africa, we do have like a challenge in terms of the blending. Because they say it's 5%, but we are still waiting for cabinet to approve that regulation so that every biodiesel every diesel should contain at least 5 to 10% of biodiesel into their vehicles so that we can reduce the carbon emission.
So how convenient did you find the format of accessing the training videos online? What benefit did you find in not having to attend an in-person session at a specific time? I mean, you sound like a very busy person. So you were attending online?
Yes, I was attending online. You know, like what I've learned in this training is that they also help us to manage the time.
Yeah.
You know, your personal life and your business. Business life, so you have to know on how to manage the time, you know, and you jot down every day when you have to do your task, you know, like at this time I'll be doing this, at this time I'll be, so I know how to prioritize my personal life and my business.
So you're vouching for the online classes, the trainings online, let me not say classes, but
yes.
So in overall,
yes,
like
I'm vouching for that.
In overall, Onika, do you feel the Pitch Your Business competition is adding value to your entrepreneurial journey? If so, how?
Yes, I think it will give me an exposure, especially so that people should know about this product. Because most of our communities doesn't know, like, with the used cooking oil that they are consuming in their homes, can be able to produce the fuel that can also help our environment, that can also help us for the clean air, you know. So there's a lot to do with that product. And also they must also remember that they can also use it for soap for pharmaceutical companies. So there's a lot in this industry. So people should know about this. So we should educate people on how to expose the used cooking oil.
Manawena, personally, as an entrepreneur, do you feel that Pitch Your Business is assisting you the way you desire? You know, are you getting to where you want? Do you think Pitch Your Business is doing that for you?
No, for me, I don't think it's doing any justice, because I've been pitching to a lot of business enterprises development, but at the end, they might say that their investment criteria does not line with my business based on the regulations and legislations that we do have in our country. So, but I think in the long run, because now it's getting traction, I think most of people or most of investors might be interested to invest in this kind of a business. So I think for me, it's going to help a lot with the pitching.
All righty then. Wow. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best on your journey with Pitch Your Business competition. All of the best. We'll be waiting to see who is taking the grand prize at the end of it all. All of God's best. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time, and I really appreciate it. And all glory to Jesus.
Amen and amen to that. Obadumedi Seko, grand start. Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And that, my family, was Onika Toko, one of our participants in the Pitch Your Business competition. And we wish her all the best. Hey, Yeah, people have big dreams and they are going big and not alone, but they are going into this with a lot of lots and the King of Kings, and we wish them all the best. We can't wait to know and hear who will take the grand prize at the end.
Pitch Your Business is brought to you by IM Youth, Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit in partnership with TBN Africa and Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center.
Masim to me se hoko nge tawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no ayanda nenem. Siyathandaza, siyatumisa, sikya ilizwi nobungqina uKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.